We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The last thing any one of us, any Twins fan wants to do right now is get cocky, but man, the Twins are 9-2. They are seemingly the real deal. Mike Max joins us. Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. Boy, the Twins are exceeding even the loftiest of expectations. They're getting it done, aren't they?
Yeah, every day, different ways. And the pitching has been the real key to this thing. And Barrios was good yesterday for six innings and finally got a win. And he gave his bullpen enough relief. They're really trying to keep these guys to five or six innings at the most right now, because they've got a bullpen, they've got an expanded roster to work with, and they're trying to work within the framework of those rules while they can to save some arms early on. And obviously, I guess you could say it's worked and it hasn't worked. Homer Bailey's hurt, Rich Hill is hurt, Jake Odorizzi's hurt, but they're trying to save as much they can on the pitch count, and they've been able to do that through 11 games, which is significant because it's about almost 20% of the season we're getting to here. So they've played a significant portion of the schedule, given that it's 60 games. Now they go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a mess. They're not fundamentally sound. It doesn't look like they don't, once they get behind, they don't look like they're built to come back. Derek Shelton's got a lot of work to do there, the manager of the Pirates, and they get two there, and they're on the road now for eight. And these road trips are a little bit different because I think they are a mental grind right now. When you go to hotels and you, in essence, self-quarantine, and then you just go to the ballpark right and come back, I think that is taxing on guys. You can get inside your head, and you got to think a lot out there. But aside from that, they have really put together some impressive wins and did it without hitting home runs, which is something last year they just relied on. This year they haven't hit home runs every game, and they've still been able to win.
Maxie, I think you were the one who said they only have one day off in August. And by the way, the Twins take on the Pirates 5:30 right here on your Twin Station CCO. Want to talk about the Wild, a bit of a heartbreaker last night. They lost. Best of five series now tied at 1-1, but there's no home ice, so there's no home ice advantage, right, for the pivotal game three, which is tomorrow afternoon.
No, that's true, and how that factors in, who knows. But, yeah, it's all neutral up in the Edmonton bubble up there. They had a chance to win last night. If they do that, they're almost home free. And they got Pearson scored right away for Edmonton 25 seconds into the game, and you go, uh-oh. Vancouver's got something figured out. But the Wild came back, played well. It was a typical NHL kind of up and down game. And it looks to me when I watch this, these guys are getting after it pretty good. You forget there's no fans in the stands. They know what the mission is. And I'd say that across the board, baseball as well. I'm impressed by the professional intensity that these guys have as they almost revert back to what got them here. Meaning there's a reason that they're big leaguers. There's a reason that they're at this level. And it almost looks like they can access that again and remind themselves. You know, they didn't play this initially just for the fans. They did it because they love the game. And that's kind of what we're seeing in some of this stuff. NBA, too, they're playing hard. It's refreshing to see that part of it because these guys care.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rashad Bateman from the Gophers, citing health and safety, will not play, even if the Gophers do, in fact, play this year. Big Ten football is going to be talking in the next few minutes. Set our expectations. I know everybody's taking it one day at a time, right?
Yeah, and for Bateman, let's have an honest conversation here. You know, health and safety is a big concern when you know you're going to get drafted in the first round, whether you play this season or not. I mean, I don't see many second-teamers or guys that aren't NFL prospects opting out for health and safety reasons. For Bateman, it's real specific. He knows he's a first-round draft pick, and playing this year probably isn't going to help his stock that much or change it that much. So why go out there and take a chance that you get hurt or COVID-19? And on top of that, I talked about this a month ago or so, Jalen Suggs reconsidering Gonzaga. Well, why? Because the idea of playing in college is to play in front of packed houses and fans and energy. And if you don't get that, well, then maybe you should just go pro right away and figure out, you know, because if you're missing out on the college experience anyway by playing college, then what's the use? And Bateman, that's a little bit the same. What's the difference? If you're going to play in front of empty stadiums and risk COVID-19 or an injury, you might as well wait it out. But that's only the high-end guys that are going in the first round. You're not seeing guys that are second-teamers citing safety reasons as a reason to opt out and lose their scholarship.
That's why we love you, Maxie. You set us straight. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. A chat with Coach Mike Grant next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.